Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cade McNamara yesterday announced that he has entered the portal. And look, say what you want. Did a wonderful job here in Michigan.
Yep.
Was always on the, you know, even before last year, it was always, well, this kid's going to be good. And McNamara, even though he was a highly recruited player, I believe committed to Notre Dame and then decided to go to Michigan.
Yep.
You never heard much buzz about Cade McNamara. It was Joe Milton. And, you know, J.J. McCarthy is still in high school, but he's coming. So
yep.
Cade was like under the radar, and then last year happened, and he was terrific. And then the controversy or the whatever you want to use the term decision to go to J.J. And
the
then
competition.
Competition is a better word, yes. And he got injured and had surgery and yesterday. No surprise. I would have liked to wait until after the Big Ten championship game, even the playoffs, but whatever. That's nothing because everybody knew he was going to go anyway.
Right, and everybody else's regular season is over.
Right. So, and where do you think he's going to end up? You think it's going to be the Jake Rudock reverse?
I think there's a good chance he ends up in Iowa, and we all know that they are in desperate need of a quarterback. I think that's a possibility. I also think that I know that C.J. Carr is going to Notre Dame in another year, but Notre Dame was his initial commit. He was going to Notre Dame. Coaching staff is different, but when you look at Marcus Freeman and you look at where they have been improving throughout the course of this year, I think that would be a possible, at least him checking out South Bend.
What about someplace like Stanford? Depending on who the coach is. I don't know their whole quarterback situation, but there are other, you know, Iowa does make sense because we see their situation so closely.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want to play for such a bad offense.
Well, but I mean, as a quarterback and as a player, you think, well, if I was a part of that offense, then all of a sudden,
that's
maybe
true.
They are a Big Ten. I mean, if he was a part of that offense, do you think that they go, you know, no touchdowns into the fourth quarter against Nebraska?
I don't know.
I mean, if they win that game,
yes.
They're in the Big Ten championship.
Well, not that Petrus is that good anyway, but he did get hurt.
Petrus and Padilla, but I mean,
right,
that's...
You're right. Yeah, McNamara is obviously better than them. All right, let me ask you this, and Gov posted this to us in our prep. Cade McNamara, you know, did a wonderful job, but he's kind of overlooked. And we talked about earlier in the show how the program has shifted and things like that.
I will say this, though. He stayed long enough. He is going to graduate from Michigan. So he's going to get his degree.
He's going as a graduate transfer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the question is, who is the Cade McNamara in other Detroit teams? You know, somebody who really was a huge contributing factor, but as time goes on, you might, you know, forget a little bit. Here's mine. Kenny Rogers for the Tigers.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I think
he pitched 3 years here, but especially the first year here, 2006, and what he did in the postseason. We know how good he was, but it kind of goes under the radar. I mean, there was a controversy, but that was the All-Star game. He wasn't here then, but that was for the All-Star game here. But yeah, he was a really good player, and I think it got under the radar. I have a few others, but I'll hold them. All right, here's some ticket texts. Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin. No, I don't think so. I think Cade McNamara should be remembered as one of the pioneers for reestablishing the culture at Michigan post-COVID. Yeah.
No question.
Old school here, but would Adrian Dantley qualify? He helped the Pistons in their climb from the cellar, but once Mark Aguirre got here, they went to the championship. Dantley qualifies a little bit.
I think so, yeah.
They traded Trapuka for him, and here's one that I was going to mention as well, Jerry Stackhouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cade McNamara is Ricky Mahorn. integral to winning us championship, but then gone to the transfer portal and the expansion draft. Even though I saw Ricky playing for someone else later, I always remember him as a bad boy. No matter where Cade ends up, I'll always remember him as the quarterback that ended the streak and flipped Michigan's position in the game and in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Can you put Rick Mahorn in that category, though? Because
no, I don't think so. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Other under the radar, Carlos Guillen. That's a great one. Wasn't celebrated like other Tigers of that area. Solidified the middle of the infield and in the field and at the plate. Best Tiger shortstop since Trammell. No doubt about it. That was an underrated move by Dombrowski. Who do you have?
Well, the guy I was going to talk about was the guy that we had on when we were down at Lions camp, and that was Corey Schlesinger. You know, not great success in terms of the team, right, but was lead blocker for a pretty good back for a few years.
I think everybody remembers him because of the face mask and all.
Right, yeah.
People definitely have a great affinity for him in this town.
Yes.
Corliss Williamson for the Pistons. That's a good one, too, because he was, you know, the big nasty. Even before, obviously, the malice and all that, he used to have some pretty physical games with Indiana, and he was a part of that.
Yeah.
Chris Osgood is the poster boy for under-the-radar appreciated athletes in Detroit. Marian Hossa is the Cade for the Red Wings. He could have got a cup here instead of keeping Franz, and that's from Matt from Waterford. I don't know. He was only here for 1 year. He actually had his jersey retired in Chicago the other night.
Yeah.
Because I really played there that long? Yeah, he played there like 8 years. My Cade is Martin LaPointe. That's a good one. Dennis in Livonia, what's up?
Hi, Stoney and Jansen. John, I want to just make a comment to you first. You and Doug do a great job on the Michigan broadcast. Really enjoy listening to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Stoney, we're going to go back a long way now, but how about Eric Kramer? I mean, all he did was win. He led us to a playoff win.
Yep.
And we were heading in the right direction, and then we get Mitchell in there after that, who did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, well, Kramer, they let him go to free agency, or he elected to go for whatever. Yep. And the Lions had two basic choices, Scott Mitchell and Warren Moon. And you say this franchise isn't cursed. Okay. Greg in Oak Park, you're a 97 on the ticket.
How you doing, man? First of all, go blue.
Go blue.
Second of all, you know, somebody who's really low-key. How about Jim Caldwell? How about that? You know what I mean? He had a winning, over a 500% winning rate on the Lions. Got rid of him for no reason. We had to rebuild after him. But
right.
Shout out to Jim Caldwell.
Oh, he was a terrific guy.
Yeah.
But didn't lead to anything like some of the others that people have mentioned.
How about Craig Monroe?
Simo?
People forget how important he was.
Oh, you're
for that
right.
06 team.
Yeah, he was. He had a lot of home runs that season.
He had 27 home runs and 92 RBI. 28 home runs.
Yeah, 27 was his number, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess so.
I think it was, wasn't it? You mean he belted 28 home runs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
The year before.
27 was his number.
The year before, in 2005, he had 20 homers and 89 RBI, and he was part of the 03 team, and he hit 23 homers and had 70 RBI that year. The 119 loss 03 team.
I was waiting.
So he was in the thick and thin.
I was waiting for our Marcus Thames text.
He didn't do it enough.
I know.
Give some credit to Cade McNamara here.
Yeah. How about Brian Murray? I mean, he didn't win, but after Demers, he came over, and the Red Wings were really, really good. They just couldn't get over the hump until Scotty came.
Yeah. I mean, so that's what I was trying to think of. Okay, who of the, 87, 88 Pistons where, they just couldn't get over the hump, would you look at and say, well, that guy, who was no longer there, and I think they already nailed it with Dantley.
Yeah, well, Dantley, they got to the finals with him, and if they didn't get screwed by the phantom foul, Dantley would have been the NBA Finals MVP because he had a great series. Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.